It's early December, and ice on the river trails around Bethel remains thin for this time of year. Bethel Search and Rescue surveyed the ice conditions on established trails to neighboring villages this weekend, and KYUK's Teresa Kotsarilis is here with me to share what the surveyors found. First, Bethel Search and Rescue advises people to stick to the heaviest used trails already grooved by four-wheelers and snow machines. Most of these trails have 6 inches of good ice. The rough ice has frozen thicker than smooth ice, and the slough trails measure 10 to 16 inches.
Open holes have not been marked, but several were observed, including along Kuskokwuk Slough, above and below Gweethluk, and in front of the Bethel Bluffs. Bethel Search and Rescue will begin marking open holes after flying an aerial survey.
Now for the trails. From Bethel to Neposkiak, the trail runs along Oscarville Slough, but there's no marked trail across the Kuskokwim River to Neposkiak, and there is no river trail to Neposkiak at this time.
From Bethel to Gweethluk, Bethel Search and Rescue cautions travelers to avoid the Kuskokwuk Channel, since there are so many open holes below Gweethluk. Instead, follow the markers from the west bank above Tobuknuk Slough to Max's Portage. Above Gweethluk, there is no trail at this time.
From Bethel to Akiachuk, the trail is all by back trail. It's not using the section of the Kuskokwim from the mouth of Gibungaluk to the mouth of the Gweek. Instead, it's using the route further from the river that comes out a couple bends inside the Gweek. Above Akiachuk, there's no established trail, and travel to Akiak is by back trail.
From Tuluksak to Akiak, travel is by back trail on the east side of the Kuskokwim. There is no established river trail since there are so many holes. That's the latest river report from Bethel Search and Rescue. For KYUK, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.
And I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.